Well, hello there. Welcome to
In Case You Missed It.
We're your hosts, Jason and Tony.
In case you missed it.
If you missed it this morning, we talked about that there's people out there wearing their underwear for two straight days and even longer.
Don't be so quick to judge.
Half of y'all are nasty.
I don't think it's half.
It's what it says here, half.
I know it says half, but it's got to be wrong.
If you can't even manage to change your underwear on a daily basis, what basic life skills can you handle? I mean...
Yeah, but to defend them...
No, you can't defend this.
Yes, you can. I mean...
Let me get to the story first, and then you can defend.
Okay.
This new survey says almost half of Americans say they've worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer. Or longer?
Yeah, now the longer is now, pretty bad, but 2 days is all right.
No. 13% of people have worn the same pair of underwear for more than a week.
Well, Nikki,
golly. I mean, if you're being hunted down by Liam Neeson for a week, sure, I get it. You don't want to stop and change your underwear. Then you're leaving DNA places. Liam Neeson's going to find you. He's going to find you anyway. He's Liam Neeson. But I get that. I get that. If you're on the run, sure, you're probably not worried about down there health at that point. You're just wanting to get past Liam Neeson. I understand.
But if it's on
your day-to-day, just waking up, going to work, how do you not change underwear every day?
It don't damage your down there health for 2 days. I mean, 2 days.
Well, probably not 2 days, but...
All right, a week. Before date night.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a date night, yeah, throw on some fresh ones.
Right.
But, I'm the only one.
Don't you have date underwear?
No, I ain't had that pair on in a long time. I'm saving that pair. It's like a bottle of wine.
You have it behind glass, break in case of emergency.
Smart aleck. Yeah. Change your drawers, y'all.
Stop being nasty.
At least turn them around inside out.
I don't think that works either. With a name like the Pork Queen...
Just get on with it.
Oh, this is ironic.
Oh, this is
huge.
Don't
you think?
This is bigger than big.
Gracie Griner is this girl's name. She is the reigning pork queen at the Iowa State Fair.
Yeehaw.
The pork queen.
I mean, that's yeehaw. Uh-huh.
That meant something else at my high school. Anyway, she was walking through the Animal Learning Center when she saw that one sow was having trouble birthing her last piglet.
Listen to what she did.
Well, being the pork queen, wearing her tiara the whole bit, she got in there with the pig and pulled that piglet out herself. The pork queen.
By golly.
Pulled a pig out of a pig.
Birthed a pig. Right there at the fair, now, in the Animal Learning Center.
Now, that's a pork queen.
You bet it is.
That's not just in name only. She really is the pork queen.
She is. That's like the hand of God's on that. He lined that up. And he knew. It was like, boom.
They ask her about it, and she says, helping pull pigs has come to be one of my favorite parts of the process.
Wow.
Man. With a talent like that, watch out, Miss America pageant.
Oh, watch out, Tinder.
That'll be great.
They'll be swiping right on Tinder. This girl's a keeper.
Man, look at this. She pulls pigs. She's pork queen.
Hello, beautiful.
Some old boy got called ugly at the security part of the airport.
Boy, must have been ugly.
This is a sad story here. There's a guy, he's going through security at the Greater Rochester International Airport, New York.
Uh-huh.
He got passed a note by a lady that's working there in security. He's thinking, hey, now.
Hey, she give me a letter.
And then so he walks on through. Then he heard the lady yell at him, say, you going to open that note? So he opens up the note, and the note said, you ugly.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's shame on her. But how ugly was he?
Well, I don't want to say he's ugly, but he's so ugly they filmed Gorillas in the Mist in his shower.
That's ugly right there.
He's so ugly his mother used to feed him with a slingshot.
Phew, that's ugly.
He's so ugly that when he walks into the bank, they turn off the surveillance camera. That's ugly. He's so ugly as a kid, he had to go trick-or-treating over the phone.
That's downright tore up ugly.
Boy, he's so ugly, his wife drives him to work so she doesn't have to kiss him goodbye.
Oh, corn-fed ugly.
Yeah, he's so ugly, he made Stevie Wonder flinch.
Oh, ugly.
Tony, he's so ugly, he entered an ugly contest and they said, sorry, no professionals. Tony had some things that were just flat out worse than Monday.
Bet you'll agree. Number five, Cactus Brand suppositories. Would be a lot worse than Monday.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah.
Waking up to find a burglar clipping your toenails.
Now that's awkward.
And horrible.
Yeah.
Number three, fly paper in your armpits. Monday ain't looking so bad now, is it? Number two.
Yeah.
Learning Willy Wonka never made candy and hated children.
Oh, boy.
It'd be a bummer, wouldn't
that
it?
That would. That'd be terrible.
And number one on my list of things worse than Monday.
Yeah.
Playing 50 Shades of Grey for an assisted living center.
Oh, no.
No.
Mildred.
Stop it,
Mildred. Put the dog collar down, Mildred.
Down, girl.
Had a brand new story in Tony Tales.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, a country on the other side of the world sent its own superhero here to kill Captain America. Finally, they came face to face. I'm Captain Uzbekistan.
Well, I need to...
So authentic.
I'm Captain Uzbekistan. I'm Captain Uzbekistan. I'm here to kill Captain America, said Captain Uzbekistan.
I ain't even heard of you, said Captain America. Where the heck is Uzbekistan?
My country is in Central Middish Asia, sorta. Our main exports are coal, fish, and yak butter. Everyone who loves yak butter knows Uzbekistan.
Said Captain Uzbekistan. Well, your country sounds ignorant, said Captain America. My country exports Hemi-powered hot rods, football, and hot chicks that ain't got facial hair. Country Crock makes the world's best butter, and we don't ever violate our yaks. Take this, weirdo. Judy chop, Judy chop, Judy chop. Shield to the face. And just like that, Captain America whooped up old Captain Uzbekistan. Because that's America. The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
Listen, kids.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present... Tony's word of the day.
Leave a penny gross national wealth. The leave a penny gross national wealth is if you empty all the leave a penny bowls in an entire state, that'll all add up to that state's leave a penny gross national wealth.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric that's never been written until now.
About time.
And now... Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He got plastered after 25 Jell-O shooters. And then he woke up married to a waitress from Hooters.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Well, this story doesn't start off good because it's about one of those people who decides to leave their baby in a car when it's 100 degrees outside.
Oh, no.
I don't understand how that happens. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Sad.
This was in Tulsa. This had happened. And it's not clear how long the kid was in the car, but a woman and her 12-year-old son walked by. They heard the kid crying, and they realize they need to do something.
This kid needs air. It's hot in there.
12-year-old boy, his name was Ben. Ben looked at his mom. His mom gave him the nod. Go ahead, son. You break that window.
They did it.
So he grabbed a ratchet strap from their trunk. It's so, you know, tie stuff down.
Yeah, right.
Ratchet strap. He swung the heavy metal end of it, tried to shatter the driver's side window, but he could only crack it. So then he started swinging at the windshield, bashed it in. Once it broke, he climbed on the hood, pulled the broken windshield out, climbed in, unlocked the car, and saved that baby's life.
Go, Ben, go.
The baby's face was bright red. It's okay. The baby's fine.
Thank God.
By the way. Police gave the mother a $250 fine, but decided not to arrest her. Social services are looking into it now, though.
But, thank God Ben and his mom came through. And thank,
yeah, because that could have ended up real bad.
And his mom giving him the okay. You know, man up, son, and save that baby.
Ben, dude, you are real good. Okay, well, that wraps it up for today. We appreciate y'all listening. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.